On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub. The third smallest country in the EU, joined in 2004, has a population of 858,000. Cyprus is the largest island in the eastern Mediterranean and is best known for its beaches and wine-growing regions. Most famed for its archaeological sites relating to the cult of Aphrodite, including ruins of palaces and tombs. It's separated into a Greek south and a Turkish north, that's actually not a member of Europe. Its capital, Nicosia, is also divided. Its official language is Greek. We can hear Serhat Erigirli's thoughts on the European Union, the UK's indecisiveness over staying in or leaving the EU, and how it's like to live in northern Cyprus.
Hi, my name is Serhat Erigirli. I'm from Cyprus, the Turkish side of Cyprus. It's actually a little bit complicated here in Cyprus because of the Cyprus problem. I am living as a European Union citizen and also Cyprus citizen on the north side of island. As a person, I am a European Union citizen, but the European Union regulations are not in charge on the north side of Cyprus. I have to repeat myself, that's because of the Cyprus problem. If we find a solution to Cyprus problem, Turkish language most probably will be the official language in the European Union. At the moment, as the legal citizens of the Republic of Cyprus, but Turkish legal citizens, our language is not recognized in the European Union, any institution. But if they solve the problem, the Cyprus problem, the Turkish language will be official. And that makes us to apply for any jobs in the European Union easily, because you have to have two languages. One has to be your main mother tongue and the other one. And now we have to actually have two languages from another communities and other nations. This is a kind of disadvantage for us. We are working very hard. Our community leaders on both sides working very hard to find a solution and join to European Union properly. Of course, yes, I have lots of benefits, like on the health system, I can go and get service from the south side because we can cross the borders easily as an European citizen and also as Cypriots. And yes, I get lots of benefits from the European Union. I don't want Cyprus to leave the European Union because I feel secure myself, being a part of 500 million population with different cultures, different identities, different minorities, different nations. I love to be part of that big nation, big union. And I'll definitely vote for to stay in the European Union. I respect the democracy. I respect their rights to say yes or no at the referendum. That's UK's decision, UK's people's decision, 23rd of June. But personally, we have very good relations with United Kingdom because United Kingdom was the colonial power of Cyprus. Of course, we suffered a lot. At the same time, we got that culture and we like English culture and we want England to be part of EU. This is my personal opinion, but as a European Union citizen, I don't want one of the biggest power in the Union to leave that Union.
So, on June the 23rd, those over the 18 in the United Kingdom can vote in the in-out referendum.
And Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub,
where you'll find all of the states represented by their flags. Click on the flag and find out more from people who live in those countries.